Blog Talk Radio.
From coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psyche Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psyche Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, where it's a blistering, I have to look up here, almost 100 degrees, but I'm out on the patio. There's a nice breeze and I'm in the shade. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. When you get through, remember to press number 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air with us. Yes, you got to press 1. Otherwise, we assume we're just, you know, you might just be listening to the show, and that's perfectly fine, too. You can call in and just don't press 1 and listen to the show. But if you want to chat with Mary and I, press number 1. And you can join us in the chat room, too. The chat room's getting lively at psychictalk.net/live. We already have some questions coming through there. You can ask questions. You can make comments. You can ask about, you know, everything and anything psychic and get a mini reading as well right in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. And that's good 7 days a week here on Psyche Talk Radio. Today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the International Association for Professional Tarot Readers since 2004. And you can visit us at psychictalk.net/tarot and learn more. You can join the guild. If you're a professional, you can get certified. If you're new to tarot, you can take our Tarot by the Numbers course and learn tarot and numerology and get certified and join the guild. psychictalk.net/tarot. Let me bring on my fabulous co-host here. She is a certified tarot master herself. She's an angelic healing practitioner, a crystal Reiki master. She's the vice president of certification for the Tarot Guild and a producer here on Psyche Talk Radio. Here she is live from Amarillo, Texas, Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Happy Psychic Saturday. And we took last week off, folks, because it was my birthday weekend and Mary had things to do. In fact, we're going to talk about that a little later in the show. She did a tarot presentation in like the belt buckle of the Bible belt, you know, I mean, and her husband, Perry, got an award. You know, we're going to talk about all of that as well on the show. It's fun stuff. But we took last week off and we're excited to be back on air. Right, Mary?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I missed you guys. Even though it was only a week.
Yeah, only a week. Two weeks, really, if you think, from the Saturday before to today. 2 weeks. Yeah.
That makes sense. That's why I missed you.
Yeah, we miss you guys, yes. So every Saturday we do open lines and mini readings. We often have a mini topic or something like that, but every week it's open lines. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. You can ask questions about angels, tarot, numerology, crystals, psychic development, or you can get a mini reading live on air as well. Just give us a ring, 714-816-4628. We would love to chat with you. We already got some questions from the chat room as well, psychictalk.net/live, and we're going to answer one of those in just a minute here. Oh, I see another one coming in. I think it's from Little Fairy, so I'm going to grab that and post it in our PM so we don't lose it. You know, the chat room likes to scroll there. Before we do anything, though, I wanted to mention the numerology of the day. Yesterday I did a whole blog post on it because the threes were aligning. You know, we're in a world year of three, and the date and the day both were three. And if your life path's a three, wow, yesterday was really your day. Today, the date and the day are both four. That's right. In fact, all month long, the day and the date is aligning, which doesn't normally happen. And that's like a doubling of the energy, Mary. So four is structure.
Wow.
All about that structure, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, normally on Saturdays, you know, a lot of people are off and we're having a good time. We're hanging out here on Psychic Talk, things like that, you know, not really planning out the day and just going to have fun and do fun things. But today you would really benefit, everybody would benefit from having a little structure, you know, kind of planning the play, knowing what you're going to do. You know, this is also a great day for a new interest or learning something new or taking a class or a workshop, because I got the Page of Pentacles. And so this is a great day to learn something new, you know, dive into something, start some research. And so as you're planning your play, you know, plan an hour here and there to just have alone time and do some research, or, you know, start a research project, or go on Udemy and sign up for a course. I did that the other day, just signed up for a course and, you know, did the whole course in 2 hours. So, you know, that's some of the stuff. Right. And also pages are often messages as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of our listeners don't find that they get some messages that they're, you know, kind of not expecting. It just shows up. And because it's pentacles, you know, that's the earth energy there. So the earth element, anything having to do with material or even financial, you might be getting some financial news today as well. So that's the numerology of the day. Going to throw that out there. And did you say you pulled a card of the day? I'm not sure. I thought you pulled something.
Yeah, I did. I pulled a card from the Mystical Shaman deck, and the card that I got was the Hummingbird card. And funnily enough, you know, those cards actually happen to be numbered, and the number was 8 added up to 8. It was like 26. I'm like, wow, double 4, and here we are with 8 and the cards that I pulled. But the great thing about the Hummingbird is that, you know, it's saying that it's really time to trust the call, trust what you feel called to do, what you feel is like, you know, like, look, you know, especially it's time to like let go of all the stuff. You know, the way they put it in the with this oracle is bypass the dung pile of old pain and hurt and head for the flowers and trust the call that, you know, it's time to break free and start that new adventure. And I thought it was so great to come up because it's, you know, we just had the summer solstice. So we're really at the start of a new season. And yes, there's the summer heat, but also, you know, the beautiful brightness of the sun, you know, let that warm you up and get your engine started and go for it. I feel it's what the big message is with that.
Absolutely. It sounds great. Okay, so from the chat room, let's move into this question, Mary, from Friendly Earthling. I'm being bullied by a controlling coworker. I know that she is trying to make me quit my dream job. No, no, do not quit your dream job. Oh, my God. And then she says, what can I do to keep my focus and hang in there to succeed? And we've already pulled some cards and taken a look at this. For me, the central focus card is the Queen of Cups, and that's keeping, you know, Cups is emotions. It's keeping your emotional stability, listening to your intuition and your psychic ability. All of that is wrapped up in the Queen of Cups. Now, the King of Swords shows up, and what he's saying is, okay, different people have different definitions of bullying. It depends on what is exactly going on, whether it's really, really bullying. It could just be inner office politics, okay? You know, so, you know, what's bullying to one person is not bullying to somebody else. If it's real, honest to goodness, real bullying, that's something that has to be taken up with the higher-ups, and that's showing the higher-ups, the bosses, you know, the supervisors, they're showing up as the King of Swords saying, you know, this is what you got to do. If it's honest to goodness, you know, real bullying, you know, that's something that needs to be reported. Now, if it's inner office politics, you know, or even if it is really bullying, Meanwhile, you need to adopt the position of the Queen of Cups, because we control our state, Mary.
Yes.
We think,
yeah,
you know, we think
state.
That it's not what's going on outside of us or with other people or what other people are doing. It's how we're reacting to it. We can decide to react or not react, react this way or react that way, you know. And there's a lot of great techniques. In fact, I did one on, remember I did the NLP, neurolinguistics, I did the NLP anchoring technique. And that's where on the first knuckle, you know, first or second knuckle of the non-dominant hand, which for most of us is left, because most of us write with the right. If you're a lefty, it's the right hand, okay? And we anchor on that knuckle times when we were really empowered, okay? And we think of multiple times in our past, and as we get fully into that feeling, thinking back to it, we touch the knuckle and we anchor it to that body part, which means you're sitting there in your office, things are going on, you just touch that knuckle and you shoot that off. And you can go back in the archive and listen to the full thing on how to do that. But it's basically sitting down in a chair, taking a deep breath, focusing, going back. Go back to times when you just got an award, or you just graduated, or you just presented a paper and knocked it out of the park, or you know, anything fantastic, and any positive feelings too. You can go back to, you know, your favorite time at Disneyland, or you know, it doesn't matter. It's going to be different for every person. But what you do is you go through that process of going back to that time, really get into the feeling state of that. You have your eyes closed, and it helps to have your eyes closed usually, and you're going to visualize all this. And when I say visualize, I don't mean just see it. Yes, you want to see what's going on in that moment, but you want to feel it. You know, what did it feel like, sound like, taste like? I mean, you know, all the senses. Really get, and when you're at the height of feeling that, whether it's happiness or power or success or whatever you're going for, touch that knuckle for a second. And then clear that time out of your mind. You know, it's like, does anybody smell popcorn? You know, just do a change of state, and then you're going to think of another one. Get back into that feeling state, touch the knuckle, and anchor it. And do that for as many as you want. 3 things, 4, 5, 6, 7 things, 10 things, whatever you want. Anchor it on there, and then when you're at work, you can just touch that knuckle and trigger that anchor and get back instantly into those feeling states, which whatever state you feel yourself changing in because you're reacting to what's going on in the office, that'll bring you back to the state you really want to be in, and you can power through. So what did you get, Mary?
Well, I got a few things, but just to kind of maybe condense it here, you know, one thing that the first thing that came to me was, like, you know, pulling some angel cards on this and asking the angels, like, you know, how can she get some help with this? And the angel of security came up and said, you know what, it's about establishing healthy boundaries as well, and also knowing your limitations. Like, you got to know when somebody is just, like, gone too far. You know, you have to know when, you know, what they're doing. It does require, you know, the King of Swords to step in, you know. And also, it's like, have that boundary, you know. It doesn't mean that you're, you know, pushing people away or that you're aloof or pushing people off or anything like that. It's just saying, like, hey, this is my personal inner peace space here. You don't get to come in here with your BS. For lack of a better way to put it. And then another thing that came up was, ask yourself, what would your higher self do? Okay? How would your higher self handle the situation? You know, so when you respond to somebody, you know, your coworker, you want to try and do that from that higher perspective, you know, and not, you know, down in the mud slinging back and forth with this person. And then also it's talking about, yeah, you know, standing in your own power. So, you know, a technique that I just wanted to share, because I've dealt with like really pushy coworkers that like make you feel really sort of like drained, or you just feel put, you know, downtrodden, you know, all of those feelings of like dealing with, you know, people that, you know, yeah, are a bit of a bully. And what this is about like not letting them, it's kind of an empath technique of not letting them, you know, drain you in that way. And it's real simple. You need to come up with a physical thing. This isn't really difficult. It could be like crossing your ankles. It could be like, you know, crossing your legs, or, you know, crossing a finger behind your back, you know. But you have to think of it as like when you do that, you're protecting your energy field. It's like, okay, you can come up here, and no matter how close you get to me, if you're standing right over my desk and you're saying all of this stuff, you don't get to drain any of my energy. Okay. So I think with what Dax shared, you know, with his technique and stuff, and really some good advice coming from the cards there too, you know, I think that you can handle this, you know, with all the stuff that we've given you. It doesn't, you don't have to quit your dream job just because of one jerk. You know, there's going to be a jerk everywhere. You've just got to decide how not to let it, you know, totally dim your shine.
We control our state.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, we do.
There's another thing you can do with numerology, which we don't talk a lot about on the show, but I have mentioned it in the past that, for instance, if you're looking for abundance, you carry an 8 with you, especially in your wallet. So you just take a piece of paper and draw an 8. Right. But I was going to say, you can, if you don't have a tarot card, you can just draw an 8 on a piece of paper, fold it up, put it in your wallet. Every time you reach in for cash or card, you're going to see that 8. You can say a little mantra to yourself, or a little affirmation, you know, that money comes quickly and easy to me. I always have enough and more, or however you want to word it. You got to word it in your own words so that it sounds right in your head. Okay. Our own speech patterns are the most powerful to us. Okay. So you do it in your own words. And me being a tarot person, yes, I carry the 8 of Pentacles around with me. No, I don't pull it out of my deck and carry it around. I take the 8 of Pentacles and I make a photocopy. Okay, I take the 8 of Pentacles, and I've gone all out with this, folks. I take the 8 of Pentacles and I make a color photocopy, and then I cut it out, all right, and then I laminated it so I can carry it around and it's not going to get all... Yeah.
Wow.
Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up for friendly is a similar technique is you can take the number 6, which is the return to balance and harmony after the chaos of 5, and you can write a 6 on a piece of paper and put it in your wallet or your desk drawer, or just put it on a sticky note and stick it on your computer screen if you have one, or, you know, whatever your work situation is, and it's a constant reminder. And when anything, you know, and it brings that 6 energy in. So when anything does happen, you know, you just look at that 6 sitting there on your monitor, or open your desk drawer and look at it, or pull it out of your wallet, or what have you. You could put it in multiple places, as a matter of fact. A lot of people do that. They put 8s all around their house. So when they go to their refrigerator, there's the 8. When they go into the bathroom and look in the mirror, there's the 8. You know, in their car on the dashboard, there's a sticky note with an 8. You know, in their wallet, there's an 8. You know, and it's a constant reminder, and it constantly brings you into that feeling state again. And it's also putting that energy wherever you put it, you know. So that's another little technique I thought I'd throw out there. And by the way, everything that I'm saying and everything that Mary has said is also true for Little Fairy. Little Fairy asked a question in the chat room, almost identical. because she's leaving her job and her boss is being rude and things like that. Hey, if you're leaving your job, you're not going to be there much longer anyway. You just got to power through and use these techniques. Who cares? Yeah, just use these techniques.
That's their problem,
techniques.
Not yours.
Yeah, put
right.
little sticky
Absolutely.
Notes around.
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah,
all
put little sticky notes
too.
Around. Right, put little sticky notes around your workspace with the six on it. You know, if you want to pull out like the six of cups is a good one. If you want to use a tarot card, and you know, you could blow it up big and put it right there. You know, on the side of your workspace or something like that. And you know, use the anchoring technique to anchor in. You know, a change of state to. An empowered, more powerful, and happy situation, you know, and just do that and power through.
And cross your ankles, cross your fingers, do something that's like, you know, creates that shield of protection for your own energy so you don't feel drained by the rudeness, so you don't feel drained by other people's attitudes, because we can't control what other people do, and if we let it affect us, well, you know, yeah, we're going to be a big mess. So stop, take back your power and stop letting people infringe in ways that you can stop them from infringing. You can stop them from infringing by, you know, standing in your own power.
Right. So let's take a phone call here. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like Eric. 727. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dax. This is Kate calling from Florida. We spoke yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Dax.
Hi.
Hi, Mary. Dax, you invited us to call back.
What can we help you with today?
Dax invited us to call back today, and I am.
Ah, there we go. So what's your question?
Mary, specifically, will you read for me in whatever way you're led about the coming energy of the next 7 to 10 days, and specifically being in alignment and balance through a major transition for the positive.
Right. Positive, but it's still major, right?
Still major.
So, and this is happening during the next 7 to 10 days for you. Okay.
And by the way, I already pulled cards. I already pulled cards for Kay yesterday. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to pull some more cards, but you go first, Mary.
Thanks,
because you
Dad.
Haven't read for Kay yet. Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay, so this is really interesting, and then I just want to take a look at something else here really quick, and then I'll tell you what I've got here. Okay. You know, well, so I don't know why, right, Kay, but there's a lot... It's a lot about this. The word mother is coming up a lot. I don't know what that's about, it, you know, on its own. But, you know, what the cards are talking about is like the nurturing aspect, right? And it talks about like when we are, you know, when we're somebody who is like a caretaker of others, when we're, you know, nurturing the people in our lives and the, you know, and that can be even, you know, the animals in our lives and the things around us, there's an attachment there. And it's not like a negative thing, right? It's really a positive thing. But this when we go through a transition or a big change, you know, part of what we can feel as sort of, you know, it can show up as like things like stress, just feeling tired, that kind of stuff, feeling like a bit overwhelmed. You know, it's saying that part of that is because the nature of the relationships we've built and the things that we've nurtured and that we've, you know, kind of been taken care of, you know, that relationship changes, that attachment, you know, changes as well. So it's not like we lose all of that. We don't, you know, but we also can fill the pool of it, if that makes sense. And then the other thing that comes
sense.
Oh, good. And then the other thing that comes up, because I'm like, okay, you know, well, all of that, and then now what is this about in the coming 7 to 10 days that we're talking about here? And I pulled an angel card. This is just lovely, and it's called the Angel of Grace. You know, and grace is kind of a funny thing where, you know, we don't always, you know, have a strong idea of what it is, but it's this saying that, you know, welcome the blessing of these changes, you know, see the beauty in the midst of all of the, I'm reading stress for you, you know, and not to make it sound like you're this real, you know, just stressed out person with all of this, but it's a lot. And it's also, it's enough that you're going to get through this fine. And through grace, you know, we find our courage to not get off track, you know, to honor our own spirit in the midst of anything that's going on, in the midst of transitions and changes. You know, we've got, like, things that have to get done, right? Practical things that have to get done. Well, guess what? You still need that few moments to step aside and feel connected, you know, because that does make a difference, and that does empower us, and it gives us energy. You know, it's like getting like a little, you know, latte from the divine. It's like a, you know, instead of coffee, you know, it's like I need 5 minutes just to connect and like sit in that connection and realize, you know, I'm part of all of that. So that's what I get. I hope it makes some sense in regards to what you're going through, but those are the cards that come up.
Mary, that makes
awesome.
It spot on. I have healed a great deal of my relationship with my mom, and being an empath, she experienced back pain much of her adult life.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
I never had back pain. And I have experienced back pain in the past few days.
Oh, my God. This is so eerie, Kay. You mentioned that, and I'm looking in my spread, and there's the Ten of Swords, with 10 swords
with the
in
swords
his back.
In the back.
Yeah, it often refers to back pain or surgery of the back. This is talk about uncanny, you know. And remember what I said yesterday, Kay. Tarot is 90% confirmation.
Which is why I called back. And I don't know if you remember yesterday, Dax, I took notes and you said, even though you're on the winning side, and then you hesitated, and I said, be sure to be in a state of grace.
Right.
Wow.
And you pulled the Angel of Grace card, Mary.
Wow.
Oh, that's scary.
And the whole thing about the mother, I got a question. So are you like going to like move away from, like, what's the deal there? Because is the back pain connected to like that pull, that attachment that I was seeing?
It feels as though to me that I had emotionally, psychically, spiritually worked through all the letting go. And my body wanted to physically manifest and release toxins and pain.
Right.
So I've just stayed in it. To some people that would, I'm sure, sound bizarre. I just kept saying to myself, I'm processing it. And it went away. I thought, okay, that's all done now. And then, in the last couple of days, interestingly enough, someone posted something on Facebook, which I don't look at a great deal, and they were in an ice cream shop in a little town in New Jersey with only a population of 2,000. I mean, it is out in the farm country, deep in ag in South Jersey, and it is 7 miles from one of the places we lived when I was growing up. And I had this flood of childhood memories.
Wow.
And when I spoke to my parents about it, for whatever reason, the next time I got ready to get up, ouch.
Wow. So, you know, when you said you're going through a transition, you really are going through a transformation, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, I wanted to point out that the Ten of Swords is a card of transformation. It's the end of one cycle and the beginning of a new cycle. So, you know, the tarot is always multi-layered with the information. So you got the back pain showing up in that form, and it's also talking about the end of the cycle, the beginning of a new cycle as well. There is one other thing I wanted to point out real quick, and then we got to move on. We're at the bottom of the hour here. And the central focus card that I got, Kay, is actually the card that I got as the card of the day today, the Page of Pentacles. And
okay.
It's talking about a new focus. And all the advice I gave at the top of the show about the numerology of the day and about, research and study. Yeah, research and study, you know, and a new interest, a new focus. That's what the Page of Pentacles is talking about. And that's the message I'm getting for you right now.
Yeah, it has been extraordinary in terms of changing perceptions, even a tiny bit, 1 degree, takes us in an entirely different direction in terms of destination.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
Absolutely.
It's so true. Yep.
So,
okay, Kay.
Thank you all. Everything you have said.
You have
said
a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Great call there, and we have, I was just going to say, we have area code 256 and 206 coming up, but 256 dropped off. I don't know what happened. Call back in. So there's plenty of room on the switchboard, 714-816-4628, caller area code 206, you're going to be next, but before we go back to the calls, we got to do the bottom of the hour break and let folks know what's coming up on the network. So you can find all of the shows. In fact, I've got it filled out through the end of June at psychictalk.net/upcoming. That's psychictalk.net, our website, /upcoming. And tomorrow, Sunday, June 23rd, is the premiere episode of Tarot d'Amour, Nighttime Tarot for Love, with your host, the fabulous Cooch Daniels, certified tarot master and famous tarot author. In fact, one of her first books, she literally wrote the book on tarot and love, Tarot d'Amour, and that's the title of the show. A show just for you, the lovelorn, the romantically challenged, and those who need a little advice. And it's our first late night show. So this is going to be 10 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow night, 1 a.m. Eastern Monday morning. Okay, so you want to tune in for that, especially if you've got romance questions. And then Monday, June 24th, The Rooms in Our Home, Path to Self-Love on the Wisdom of Your Soul show with host Janice Fuchs. There's two shows that day. That's 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Pacific, followed directly by Are You Listening to Your Intuition on Compassionate Light, Healing and Guidance with your host Catherine Hahn. Then on Tuesday, June 25th, Discover the Power of Three. We're going to be talking about the number three and the power of three. If you've ever wondered why Rose's show on Tuesdays, The Power of Three, is called The Power of Three, You're going to tune in this Tuesday and find out. And I'm going to guest co-host with Rose on Tuesday. And then Wednesday I'll be on with Charlotte. And we actually have a guest co-host. Sharona Rapsik all summer long is going to be guest co-hosting on various shows. Maybe we can get her on a Saturday show with us one of these Saturdays this summer, Mary. And
absolutely.
Sharona's, wouldn't that be great? Sharona's going to join us on Wednesday,
well,
and we're going to hold open lines, mini readings on Wednesday. What were you going to say, Mary?
I was going to say we do want to have her come on when we do the RX for Readers. We've got a call for submissions out right now, people. If you have your self-care tips, like what is it that keeps you in good shape, keeps your energy in the right state when you're giving readings for others, we would love to get your handy-dandy little tip, kind of like makeup tips, like, you know, you want to go up on the ends of the eyelashes, something like that.
Yes, yes, you can just message Mary or I on Facebook and give us your tips. And by the
or
way,
email.
We're going to do an article.
Yeah.
Or you can email us. Yep, mary@psychictalk.net, dax@psychictalk.net. And give us your information, like your name and a link to where you are on the web, you know, maybe your website or something like that, because we're going to include you in this article, and we're going to give everybody credit and put their links in and everything like that. So it's great promotion for all you readers out there. Give us your best tips on, you know, before, during, and after readings. You know, how do you keep your energy up? How do you not get, you know, attachments from the clients, you know, that are unwanted,
yeah,
and protection and all the different things you do with your cards, you know, any kind of tips, we'll put it in there, and then we'll do a show on that. Yeah. So just message us and let us know.
Like, what do you eat?
About that.
Do you eat a piece of chocolate after reading to feel grounded again,
yeah,
or just to feel good?
Or are you big on eating vegan for some reason?
Yeah.
I don't know. People do all kinds of things out there. So just, you know, let us know. And we're going to have Sharona on that show because she's going to talk a little bit about using Reiki for that as well.
Yeah.
And then just to finish up here, Thursday, June 27th, Stephanie's going to be back. She had to cancel last Thursday's show a couple days ago because her mother's in the hospital. She had tachycardia and is getting monitored. And so we need to send our healing thoughts and energy her way. I think her mother's name's Lynn, too. And but she should be back next Thursday with more Stephanie's Guided Tarot. And then I'm really excited about Friday, because Friday, June 28th, we have special guest, certified tarot professional and master hypnotherapist, Jennifer Mateo. Jennifer, we had her on the shows way back. She got certified as a tarot professional in, I think, 2015. And since then, she's become a master hypnotherapist as well. And we're going to talk about the mind and the connection to hypnotherapy, the connection to tarot, the connection between hypnosis and tarot. It's going to be a fun show on Friday. And then, of course, Mary and I will be back next Saturday. Right, Mary?
Woo-hoo. Yes, we are.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
So head
love
over to
Saturdays.
Yes, it's our fun show. Head over to psychictalk.net/upcoming, and you'll get all the details on all of the upcoming shows. All righty. So we're going to go back to the phone lines. I did want to mention that in between shows, or, you know, if you want a private session, maybe you don't want to air your dirty laundry over the airwaves, or, you know, or maybe you want more time than we can offer you, you know, a free reading on air. We can only spend a couple of minutes with you, you know, but my readings are on sale for Pride Month. I've been promoting it all month long because it's my birthday month. Just had my birthday on the 16th. And it's Pride Month all month long, so I'm celebrating with my readings on sale for just $27. You can book a live reading with me. You can also order a numerology report for $27 or both for $47. go over to psychictalk.net/pride. That's where you'll find the sale. Don't order from my DAX page, psychictalk.net/DAX. You can go over there and check it out, but be sure to go to the Pride page to order so you get the discounted price, okay? Because my readings are normally $67 to $97, depending on time-wise, but I'm doing it all for $27, folks. So go over to psychictalk.net/Pride, and you can book a reading, book a session, book a numerology report, or both. Just $27 each or $47 for both. I also have my course on sale. I've got certification at the Tarot Guilds on sale. All on that same page, psychictalk.net/pride. Let's see who's been waiting the longest on the caller queue here. Area code 206. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lee from Washington State. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hey, Lee.
Hi.
Hi. I think I've called you guys once before. I've listened to you a couple times.
Cool.
I usually don't get up this early, so it's kind of a treat. You guys seem real
energetic.
Well,
we're glad you joined us.
Yay,
it's lots
thanks.
Of coffee, Lee. I've got gallons of coffee. You know, in fact, I need to set up a system where I just have an IV going into my arm, you know, just pumping it in.
There you go. Yeah, I just pop a pill and be done with it for the day. Don't have to visit the bathroom so often. But, yeah, I was just curious if you just picked up anything at all. It doesn't matter what it is.
Well, just kind of a general reading on your. Yeah.
Yeah, I just.
Mary,
okay.
Yeah, I just what.
So, was there one thing specific? Anything specific you wanted to look at, or just kind of what message the angels might have at this moment for you?
Yeah, just what they want me to focus on. I think would be much better time spent my way.
Okay. Let's just take a look at that.
Awesome.
Okay. So this is really interesting. You know, what they're talking about here is like how you can sometimes, you know, I guess we could call this like sort of being shy. It's like this sort of idea, you know, that old saying, like, don't hide your light under a bushel, okay? That kind of comes up here when it's talking to, like, you know, the difference between the radiance and the shyness, and saying that, like, okay, you know, you used to burn a little bit brighter then maybe you're allowing yourself to right at the moment. And it's saying that there may be a good idea here when it comes to learning something new, finding something. The angel of learning is right at the center here, saying, like, look in the mirror. You know, what is it that you want to explore? What are you, you know, what's in, kind of inspiring you right now? And sometimes we can't wait for inspiration to come to us. You know, we have to do a little bit of legwork to explore things where we find the thing, like, oh, hey, this is interesting. So it's saying, like, dip your toes in the water a little bit. Look out there. Find something that's going to help you feel like shining brightly again. So I hope that makes some sort of sense to you, but that's the message I'm getting here.
Oh, I totally understand that, and it's very accurate.
Oh, great.
Okay. So it makes sense to
you,
and that idea of, you know, looking for the inspiration, not waiting for it, you know. Go ahead, Dax. What did you get?
Looking for the inspiration. Well, you know, this is almost in alignment with that. So what's coming up in the cards is, okay, the Six of Swords, which is slow progress towards your goal. So anything in any area of your life, whatever it is, home life, career, relationships, you know, anything where things seem to be slow going and that at times you're not really happy with, like, because I'm getting the Five of Pentacles, which is, you know, redundancy, loss, worries, poverty, whatever. You know, any negative feeling, you know, everybody hates the five cards, okay? So anything where it feels like it's slow going and you occasionally, you know, drop into the negative thought patterns on, what the message is, the central focus that they want you to focus on is the World card, okay? They want you to focus on the end result, not on what's going on now, okay? Any loss that there is, or lack, rather, is a better term. You need to focus on the end result. And then right next to the World card is the Magician card, reminding you that you have all the power. You can manifest anything you want. And it's referring back to the World card, which is, how do you do that? Well, you focus on the end result. You leave the hows to the universe. It's like having the analogy we always use is the GPS. You got to put in the exact address, and then it's going to give you all the directions and the turns and everything like that. You don't have to worry about that part of it. You just have to have the address down. Because if you don't put the right address in, guess what? You don't get to your destination. So you need to have the end result in mind. Focus on that, and then you'll be able to attract that in. So that's the message.
Oh, awesome. Very good. And I also recall you guys saying something, this is a great day to start something educational.
Yes.
So I think I will get off the phone, shut you people off, and
fire
go
or research.
Yeah. Yes, go for it. Get out there.
Yeah.
Start the adventure.
Yeah, when
thanks
I check out the book, yeah, when I check out the book, I'll thank you guys mentally. I'll say thanks to both of you.
Aw,
awesome.
Wonderful. And we'll say, you're welcome.
Okay, you guys, have a great day. Thank you again.
All righty.
You're
enjoy
welcome.
Your weekend,
bye-bye.
Lee. Yeah, we'll be there with you in spirit there. And, you know, and anything that that you work on today, folks, have some kind of plan. That's where that double four energy is coming in from the numerology. Okay, 714-816-4628. And be sure to press 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air. We have a bunch of callers, but they're all just listening. So if you forgot to press 1, go to your dial pad, press 1 so we can take your call so we know that you want to be live on air. Meanwhile, I want to ask, you know, Mary, I had a great time with my birthday weekend last week, but you did some fantastic things. You got to tell us about that. Perry got an award, and then what I'm really curious about, you know, not that I'm not curious about Perry's award, I'm really curious about that talk you gave and how it went, because, you know, you're literally in the Bible Belt, you know, buckle of the Bible Belt there, talking about tarot.
I am. I know, right? I know. And there was no angry mob, so that's good.
Pitchfork,
you know, really, you know, yeah, exactly. Get her. There she. But yeah, no, my husband had done a play this past season, a dramatic play, and he gave a totally amazing performance of that. And then they had their award show at the Amarillo Little Theater, and he won best actor in a leading role in a drama, and, you know, it was shocking, you know, because people that have won, you know, a few Oscars, they don't ever expect to actually win when they get nominated again. And, like, you know, he was so surprised that he got nominated, and then when he won, it was like, what? You know, it was crazy. And it was so funny because that award show was on the same night you know, just moment, it started moments after my tarot presentation that I was giving at this wonderful,
oh,
it's
wow.
a fair trade store, and then they have like the spirituality, like kind of center room that's just great. It's got like, you know, big, you know, singing bowl, and, you know, it's just really a neat space. And I gave an overview of what tarot is, because they have a series that they're doing on different topics called Have You Ever Wondered About? And they wanted to do one on tarot. Have you ever wondered about tarot? So I didn't know what was going to happen. Yeah, I'm on the buckle of the Bible Belt, and I had no idea, like, how much interest is there? This isn't the, it's not like living in Los Angeles where you see, like, all these, like, you know, psychic advisor, tarot readings, palm reading signs, you know, little spaces, you know, all over town. This, like, you just don't see that. There's, like, maybe one place, you know, that you have to find. And I mean, it was like standing room only. It was really cool. And everybody seemed really interested and open to the idea. And, you know, the challenge for me was like trying to explain tarot in 30 minutes. It's like you could spend your whole life studying tarot and still not, you know it all. And so,
yeah,
I
how
got
did
to,
you do that, Mary?
One of my favorites. Well, oh my gosh, I have to call him and tell him, but I'll tell you, I owe a debt of gratitude to James Rickliffe. You know, for people who don't know, one of the, you know, great tarot authors out there, James Rickliffe, did a coloring book. You know, he did this coloring book like years ago in 2009, and when I went to, you know, hang out and have coffee with them, one of the last times I was in L.A., I got his coloring book. And it is just a major arcana that you can color, but he wrote this lovely, like, kind of fairy tale version of the Fool's Journey. And so I used the giant Rider-Waite deck, you know, the big cards, and, you know, with a combination of like the telling the tale that James had written to go with this coloring book, I went through the major arcana with everybody. So they could kind of like get an idea of like what we mean when we say the Fool's Journey. I talked a lot about tarot history as well, because I'm just, you know, it's kind of, I'm a nerd when it comes to tarot history. I find it so fascinating. And I had a lot of examples of different decks and some of the historical decks, and you could see how the artwork and symbolism had changed through the centuries. And I think that that's the thing. Most people don't realize, like, tarot's not a new age creation. And so we have 500 years of tarot, you know, in the world. So I think, at least. So I think it's so fascinating, and I talked about that, and then we did a group reading at the end where I took, you know, questions from the audience. And one of the great questions, Dax, well, you'll love this, like the first question somebody said is like, you know, how can we know that, you know, should we be able to rely on our intuition? You know, and I thought, oh my gosh, Dax would love that question. And I asked the tarot cards, and, you know, the kind of, I forget exactly what cards came up, but the answer was like, yeah, but that doesn't mean you turn off your intellect, you know, it's, I think it was a temperance card, right? Where it's like finding the middle ground, blending those together,
yep.
The alchemy of the intellect and the intuition. I mean, it was just mm-hmm. really cool. So I had a blast doing
like
that.
That's awesome. Oh, did you mention, was there a lot of people?
Yeah, there was like way more than I expected. Like, you know, like I asked my, you know, a couple friends of mine, I'm like, are you going to go to this? Because I was really expecting like maybe three people, you know, would show up. And
right.
Like, you know, before you know it, they're like bringing in extra chairs, and there's some people standing in the back. You know, it was like, it was a lot more than I expected. I didn't think there would be more than like maybe five people, you know, at the most. So it was thrilling to meet all these people that like were open to it and interested in it. I had no idea they were here. And I'm so glad that they are.
Absolutely. Wow. I would have liked to have been there myself.
So I think, you know, I think we all had fun. I had so much fun talking about it. I have fun talking, as you know very well. But I love that they had questions. And, oh, my gosh, Dax, they were taking notes. I didn't expect that either.
They were taking notes.
They were taking notes. I was like, oh, my gosh, what are they doing? It was funny. It was so cool.
There's a lot more interest. You know, nowadays there's a lot more interest. My God, you could have filmed that, and maybe you should do another one and film it, and you can put it on as a workshop for everybody to watch, you know, that can't be in Amarillo, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick, I want to mention, I see more people calling in. Be sure to press 1 on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening to the show. So when you dial in at 714-816-4628, as soon as you get through, press 1, and that'll put you in the caller queue, and we know you want to be live on air. But, yeah, I think that would make a really nifty workshop. We've already talked about, you know, the specialized reading methods that we use on air because we only have a few minutes with each caller. You know, we talked about doing a workshop on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that because, yes, you know, that's the thing. One of the questions that I got when I started the general reading, the, you know, a woman that was sitting like in the front row, she said, how do you decide what spread to use for what, you know, question or what reading? And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I thought, like, immediately, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you should listen because we're gonna talk about that. We're going to do a workshop about that. Like, it's easier than you think. You don't need to lay out the whole deck in a grand tableau like you would with the Le Normand, you know. It's like 5 cards, okay?
Yeah. Well, I remember that, you know, one of my friends had the book 1001 Tarot Spreads, you know, and I'm like, really?
You know,
I mean, yes, you could design a tarot spread for everything. But, oh, my God, you know, it's not necessary.
Why?
And how do you remember all of those spreads anyway? You know,
positional spreads, right?
Mm. Yeah, you know, all these positional spreads and different things like that. I like what that one tarot teacher does. My mind is blanking right now on who I'm talking about here. The one in Toronto.
Spread.
Yeah, what he does is, at least back in the day, is, you know, he lays out a blank newspaper sheet, and he starts writing and drawing on it. And so as he's talking to the client, he gets ideas of, you know, what the questions are, what needs to be answered, and makes positions for them on the fly, and comes up with a spread like that, and it's like a freehand spread, you know, and it's so cool, you know. I love that method. Now that's a little bit too much work for me, and as far as like you know, especially on the radio, you know, it's like I don't have time to lay out a piece of paper and even when I'm with a private client, you know. Yeah. So I always start with the same 5-card spread and go from there and just pull cards as necessary. And I want to teach a workshop with you on, you know, because you do the same thing with the 5-card spread. Yours is just a little different than mine. And we can just do a workshop on Tarot Made Easy, the spread for everything, basically. I mean, it doubles as a informational spread, a 5-card spread. It doubles as a yes-no spread. It's like, I mean, you know, you just do everything out of this one thing. You know, it makes it a lot easier. And I originally came up with the idea, you know, 10 years ago, you know, for radio because I needed something quick. But it drifted into my readings with clients. That's how I do readings with clients now. I start off with this one spread. And then I draw more cards as I need and ask different questions, draw more cards, you know, it's really, really easy.
Right. You know, what's funny is, speaking of drawing more cards, that was something I had to explain too during the group reading I did at the end, because, you know, I have this funny thing, you know, and I think we're all kind of, we have our quirks, right? Everybody has quirks. But when I have an outcome position in a spread, like the last card, and if the last card that shows up is the Wheel of Fortune, I always draw like an additional card, because it's like, what's the wheel going
towards?
Oh, interesting. You know, like, and that came up during one of the questions that came up during the group reading. That last card was a Wheel of Fortune, and I drew, you know, an additional, I think additional two cards, just for clarifiers. And they're like, what? Why'd you do that? What does that mean? You know, it's funny, you know. And I was like, well, here's my thing about the Wheel of Fortune. It was kind of neat. But yeah, I always want to know, like, okay, what's it turning towards?
Well, tarot's experiencing another renaissance the last few years again. I mean, even remember I did that article a year or two ago about Christian Dior using the Mother Peace tarot deck images literally on his fashion?
Yeah.
You know,
you
know, it's just a huge renaissance here,
runway.
And and it's new generations coming in. It's new folks as they're getting older, you know, into their teens and in their 20s, and they're starting to get this interest in it, and they don't have a lot of the baggage like we did 20, 30 years ago, or more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're coming into it a little bit more open-minded and fresh. You know, when we started with tarot, a lot of us in my age group anyway, it was, you know, right after the first time tarot ever appeared in media and, you know, mass media, which was basically James Bond. And, you know, there's the death card.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's like, oh, wow, tarot is so scary. And the death card means literal death every time. And it's not true, you know, but all this stuff, you know, gets into the mainstream. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll just give a plug because we're talking about this. You know, if you want to learn do what we do and learn tarot and numerology, my Tarot by the Numbers course gives you a great foundation in both. And during my Pride sale, it's just $67. Normally it's $197. It's on sale, half price, $97 on Psychic U. But if you go to the Pride page, you can grab it for $67, and that includes membership in the Tarot Guild. And if you decide to get certified, the certification process is included as well for just $67. At psychictalk.net/pride. You can go enroll in my Tarot by the Numbers course. You're going to learn tarot and numerology side by side. The best way, I think, to learn, and I've been teaching it that way since 2004, for a long time now, and that's, you know, an awesome deal. Okay, so go check that out at psychictalk.net/pride, and you can also, of course, during my sale, book a reading with me for just $27 at psychictalk.net/pride. And you can connect with Mary in between the shows at psychictalk.net/Mary and book a session with you, Mary.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Well, here we are at the end of the show. I want to thank all of our listeners and callers. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes, great calls today and great questions in the chat room. Just good energy all around. I love it.
Well, we like our Psychic Saturdays. It's kind of when, you know, it's Saturday and it's the weekend and we get to, you know, let our hair down and just relax and have a good time, no pressure, and just enjoy ourselves, you know, and it's just so much fun on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite. Yeah. And thank you, Mary, as well.
And thank you, Dax. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Awesome. Yeah. And, of course, I'm going to be with Cooch for Tarot de Amour tomorrow night at 10 p.m. my time here on the West Coast. That's going to be interesting, Mary.
Oh, yeah. I love nighttime shows. Didn't we, like, way back in the day, was it the Hollywood Insider show that was like an evening show, like 7 at night or something like that on the West Coast?
I don't remember.
I feel like
doing
we did something
in the morning. We might have done something like that, but I remember being there and talking to you in the mornings. And boy, was that a fun show. Hollywood Insider.
It was.
Back in the day, flashbacks. Yeah. Okay, everybody.
Our salad days.
Yeah.
Yes. Happy Psychic Saturday, everybody. Go out there.
See you next week. Have a great weekend.
Yes. Bye, Dad.